This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to cut off U.S. military aid to El Salvador. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the time has come to halt U.S. military aid to El Salvador. Our policy has failed. After $4 billion, 70,000 deaths, and endless destruction, we're as far as ever from our goal. The only real hope for peace is a negotiated settlement of the war. But as long as U.S. aid continues, the Salvadorian military will never negotiate in good faith. We're not fighting the Russians any longer in El Salvador, Al, if we ever were. After 10 years of bloodshed, it's time to stop shooting and start talking. Inevitably, the large amounts of U.S. aid have made the United States an accomplice in repression, gross violations of human rights, and the unconscionable atrocities of government death squads. I condemn the guerrillas too, Al, but they're not getting U.S. military aid. Let's cut it off. Cut it all off and give peace a fighting chance.
Ted, you've been fighting every president tooth and nail on aid to El Salvador since time began. Nothing's changed for you. But in El Salvador, things have changed. That country has been pressing toward democracy. Salvadorian President Cristiani is making a sincere effort to improve conditions there. He's pushing for peace talks with his opposition. Cristiani's own investigators have led to the arrest and indictment of an officer and seven soldiers, who are believed to be responsible for the brutal and vicious slayings of six Jesuit priests last year, and they are being prosecuted. Punish honesty and reform? Sure, there are shortcomings in the Salvadorian system, but the people elected him fairly, and they support Cristiani. Their struggle for democracy will surely fail if you have your way, Ted, and that will be your burden. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on improving health conditions for minorities. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.